Hi, Mike. Jim here. Hello,
Jim.
Gang.
How are you? Hi, gang.
Hi, gang. Well, no, it's kind of anticlimactic here on Radio Margaritaville Night. We're nothing to say about the show, but when we started this final leg in Charlottesville, we had thousands of people here wanting to get on the radio.
That's right. We had all kinds of guest artists and promoting something. I don't know. There was a lot of promotion going on.
A lot of shameless promotion was going on. And then tonight, it's just kind of calm back here, but we do have... It's John Lovell's birthday, our trumpet player.
Oh, that's right. Where'd he go? Mr. Lovell's birthday tonight.
I think there's some birthday surprises heading his way. Know what that is.
We can't talk about that on the radio, though.
But we're glad to be back in Toronto, though.
Oh,
it is November. It was a charming day up here. It's not like when we played here in the summer, is it?
No. It's a little rainy and wet and cold.
Yes, drinking weather.
That's right. That's right.
Maybe that's why we're here.
That's right.
Then, but you know what we're missing tonight for those of you, and we should play some tonight because I'm going to miss the show too. Our old dear friend and my hero, Gordon Lightfoot, is playing in Toronto tonight.
Is it
against
tonight?
Against us.
Oh, are you going to do one of his songs?
I am going to do one of his songs.
Yeah, we won't say which one.
No, we won't.
That'll be a surprise.
It's an old folky favorite of mine.
Oh, boy.
And then he's here tomorrow night, and so are the Miami Heat playing the Raptors. It's busy, and you guys are going to stay, but I got to go see my children. So.
Well, that's a good thing.
Other than that, I'd be both things.
Well, I understand you had dinner with your old friend, your old running buddy.
My old running buddy.
Ricky Bennett, bandmate.
The original band, the Upstairs Alliance band.
Oh, talked about old times, huh?
We went out to dinner last night, ate at a cool little restaurant called Sota Sota here in Yorkville.
All right.
And we went deep last night.
Yeah.
This is, you know, you forget because there's so many... kind of layers of this band when you go back to layer one. I'm just glad I can remember the names of some of the girls we discussed last night.
Oh, good. Were these members of the band? Didn't you have a female?
We did. That was Betty. Betty Bridges.
Betty. Yeah,
Jackson.
She was in the band.
We're going to say hi to Betty and Bill Keough. And
hey, Betty.
Hey, Bill. And we had some that are not with us anymore, but... you know, but we went deep and we had a good time because that was in the beginning when nobody cared.
Right. But I understand you guys had a really good time even back then.
We managed to have a good time.
Even though you were starving musicians.
We were starving in New Orleans. I mean, I remember.
It's not bad.
You know, we make our own beer now, but do they make Dixie beer anymore? I don't think so.
No.
Okay, so we can talk about it. Without my partners all getting all mad.
Right.
But no, Dixie and Jack's was 99 cents a six pack.
Woo,
and you could get a bowl of red beans and rice for 50 cents. So what else did we need?
Oh, I tell you.
So, yeah, we had a great time. And Ricky's a filmmaker up here and just got back from India where he was teaching in a film class. So he looks great.
He does.
Yeah, and we had a great time. So before all the popularity of who we are now was happening, there are people that go, you know, you're kind of one of those. You're kind of on the hinge. You're kind of like, you know, you've been in this band so long, but you weren't back in that old band.
No, I started out sort of like I was on
the
road
with
Bill Black Combo.
That's right.
Yeah, and I was starving musician.
Steve Huntington would know all this shit about us.
Yeah.
He'd be saying all kinds of stuff, and we'd go, really?
Yeah.
I'm just glad I can remember those days now.
Oh, I know. I remember them well.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah.
And what's the story about who was it that that threw up one night? His tie was straight. Was that?
Oh, that's Ace Cannon. I shouldn't say that.
Go right ahead, Mike.
Yeah, he got a.
Is Ace still with us?
Oh yeah, Ace is a terrific.
Well, Ace wouldn't mind.
Well, you know,
Ace a shout out on Radio Mark.
Hey, Ace, how are you?
Yeah.
Yeah, he. These are all stories that we would hear, you know, driving from Huntsville, Alabama to New York to catch a plane to go to South Africa. This is a true story. They would talk about Ace because everybody had worked with him,
right.
And one night they had to put him in the trailer.
Uh-huh.
And when they got to their first breakfast spot. They got him out so he could have breakfast, and his tie was sticking straight out.
Yeah.
Yeah. He had slept on it. And had
a little problem, and his tie was sticking straight.
Yeah.
We've had a few of those, and then Ricky was talking to me last night, said, you know, we ought to write a book about those. And I went, no.
No, that's
not yet.
Not yet. No,
not yet.
No.
But it was fun. So we're it's great to be over the border in the land of my four.
That's right.
I have Canadian blood in me.
I know. Let's hear a little bit about that.
Let's see. The original Buffets were from Rose Blanche, Newfoundland.
Whoa.
Sometimes they talk disparagingly up here. Sometimes call us goofy Newfies. Why are you laughing?
Huh? Aren't you glad you ended up in Mississippi? At least it's a little warmer.
It is a little warmer. And I could have been a coal miner in Newfoundland, you know. But yeah, we made it out. Our cod fishermen. That's cold out in those waters.
Well, yeah, but you might have done some shows with Gordon.
I could have done shows with Gordon, but I stay in touch with my Canadian roots.
That's good.
And so I'm glad to be up here. And then we got we're going down to Niagara Falls, Ontario tomorrow to check out because we have a Margaritaville in Niagara Falls coming on.
Well, I'd heard a little about that.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's.
Well, have you heard that we're going to send you over the falls in a barrel? We've decided we're going to have a barrel with a big land shark fin on it. We've elected you as the rider.
Oh,
unless
okay.
Well, John Lovell.
I think he should ride it.
If he screws up his 56-second solo tonight, he's going in the barrel.
We should get John here, I think.
He's practicing back there.
Well, he doesn't need to practice anymore. He's ready.
I know. We're ready to go. But it's his birthday. He's doing birthday solo.
John Lovell,
get over here. He always got the mute in his trumpet.
I know. Here he comes.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Mr. President. Oh, John Lovell. Happy birthday to you.
How's it feel to be what?
56.
56 años.
56 años. See, it feels good. It feels good to be 56.
56 ans en français. There you go.
Well, feel better.
So, are you excited about your 56-second solo tonight?
I'm excited about it. I'm getting ready for it all afternoon.
The rest of the band's back there sleeping or something. You're out here. John Lovell, I might add, for those of you who are not snoring at this point in our show, has won Employee of the Month more times than anybody else. He is time out here. Well, the rest of those slugs, where are they?
You know, that one wall in his dining room has more plaques. Employee of the Month.
Employee of the Month. Coral Reefer, Employee of the Month.
I have more Employee of the Month plaques than any employee in the history of this organization.
Yeah, we got them, those little plastic things we send out every month, you know.
With a little hula girl.
I put them right next to
my
circus.
One of those dolls with the heads of the
bobblehead.
The bobblehead. So we're gonna make a John Lovell bobblehead doll.
You watch me close. I'll be bobbling tonight.
He might be as look here they come.
Here they come.
Here come the band. Here come
Robert
the band.
Greenwich.
Robbie G's here.
Hello. Original Margaritaville.
There he is.
Yeah. Ready to roll.
Canada. Ready to roll.
Here's Mr. Ralph.
Ralph McDonald.
How you doing? What are you doing, Bubba?
Well, we're sitting here hoping the people are listening, but they may be snoring or you know, they're probably rolling dubs now or something, you know.
That's cool.
That's not bad.
No.
No, I know. And there's the musician of the year carrying his guitar. You got another gig before we go on?
Only one gig tonight. Just one gig.
You got one at halftime or something?
No gigs at halftime. I'm going to eat a cookie.
All right, so that's about it. So we're getting ready to roll here. It's getting real exciting here in Toronto, so hang on, everybody, and have a good time out there. It's great to be back in the frozen north, and we'll be home in the unfrozen Caribbean soon.
That's it.
But in the meantime, the show rolls on.
All right.
Thanks for listening. We'll see you from Mohegan Sun.